This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday dismissed reports that the United States had convinced Israel not to expand its military activity. Speaking in a video, Israeli Prime Minister said he appreciated the United States' firm stand in the UN Security Council. Israel would fight until there was a complete victory in Gaza, however long it takes. Israel also said it had achieved almost complete operational control in northern Gaza. That's the sound of wind as smoke billows in the distance. The Israeli military says that 14 soldiers have been killed in some of the bloodiest days of the battle in Gaza since the start of the ground offensive in late October. Gaza's health officials say more than 20,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of the war. And as Christmas Eve fell, smoke rose over Gaza, while Bethlehem and the West Bank was hushed, its holiday celebrations called off. Thousands of protesters also staged one of the largest pro-Palestinian marches Sunday in Rabat since the outbreak of the war in Gaza, demanding an end to Morocco's ties with Israel. The Indian Coast Guard was seen on Sunday escorting an Israel-affiliated merchant vessel that had been struck by an uncrewed aerial vehicle a day earlier. We hear more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The hit on the vessel follows drone and missile attacks in the Red Sea by Iran-backed Houthis who say they're supporting Palestinians under siege by Israel and the Gaza Strip, forcing shippers to change course and take longer routes around the southern tip of Africa. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. This